Twitter censors Washington GOP congressional candidate joke and no reason given. By Alim Bokhari on January 20, 2022. Joe Kent, a retired Green Beret who is running for Congress as a Republican in Washington State's 3rd District, has been locked out of Twitter for several hours with no reason given. Kent, who has been endorsed by Donald Trump, has taken vocal positions against the permanent deep state, open borders, and endless foreign wars. He has also condemned the treatment of January 6 protesters by the government. Twitter, which normally identifies an offending tweet when locking an account, did not inform Kent why his account had been locked. The censorship occurred shortly after Kent spoke out against the Biden administration's escalation of tensions with Russia. In a comment to Breitbart News, Kent drew a connection between his opposition to the establishment's hunger for war and Big Tech's decision to censor him. "Twitter's suspension of me is without cause," said Kent in a comment. "In the past 24 hours I have tweeted my concerns about Biden recklessly escalating tensions with Russia over Ukraine. It is clear that Twitter is trying to silence credible voices that are questioning Biden's disastrous foreign policy. This is Big Tech limiting my voice as an American and as a political candidate. It's very telling that they focused on me over my take on an issue that has bipartisan establishment and mainstream media support, another war. The establishment is craving war and won't tolerate dissent. This is not the first time the America First congressional candidate has been targeted by Silicon Valley censors. In October last year, Kent was permanently banned from YouTube, the Google-owned online video giant. At the time, Google offered no explanation for banning the political candidate. Kent is known for his fiery denunciations of the ruling establishment. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in June, Kent declared his opposition to the country's permanent ruling class. Via Breitbart News. "Trump tried to get troops out of Syria the first time. And we all saw what happened after that. Secretary of Defense Mattis and the rest of the permanent ruling class in the Pentagon and the government turned against President Trump in an effort to keep our troops overseas and deployed," he said. But he had already known for a while that the forever wars were not in the country's best interests anymore. "Trump," he said, "was restoring the will of the American people to Washington, D.C., and doing the right thing but for the security of our country. He planned to work in a second Trump administration. But after the outcome of the 2020 election, with widespread election irregularities, and Butler voting for Trump's impeachment over the January 6 Capitol breach, he said he wanted to do something." Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.